No. Thanks, everybody. That was our own private guitar player, Matthew Petsny.
Thank you.
What did you fucking put a cookie on the stove, Dirk?
Did you
bake a cookie? What did you do?
I baked a cookie.
Just one cookie?
No.
Two cookies.
Two cookies?
I'm going to go have the second one after the pot.
Damn. Derek said he needed a little treat.
No.
Get him to do something good. Do a little work.
I can have a second cookie as a tweet.
Yeah, only if you're funny, though.
No. I baked exactly six cookies, so you guys can have one.
Yes! Now we all get cookies. Fuck this podcast, bro. All
right. Let's get out of here, fellas.
Oh, I miss you guys, man. I feel like I haven't seen you.
Yeah, man. I've been busy. Yeah. That's right, because you guys left. You guys had to go out of state to Savannah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had to fly through. We had to fly to Pooler for an emergency overnight surgery on the Chrissy Mayer show.
Yeah.
That was quite the thing, man. Derek hosted and I featured for a Nazi.
Two questions. One, how was the show? Two, what was her material like?
The show was great, dog. I had a great set, bro. Yeah, I was cooking
Derek,
it up.
Applause breaks. I had a pretty good set.
That show was very fun.
All right, that's good.
They really liked the jokes. I don't know.
Whatever. They like the jokes. Some of the riffs, I think, was too fast for them.
Yeah, some of the riffs, I did try to meet them at their level. Like I said something about, I was like, man, gas is so high, we need to stop the damn steal. And they could just see I was a phony.
Yeah.
They could smell it looking at me like, ain't no way this pussy with his little button-up shirt actually went and marched on the Capitol with us Patriots. They don't even have a dog tag on.
And I think they just didn't get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's fine. I was fucking off. But yeah, the jokes. I mean, yeah, the show was good.
They're into it. One lady, it was the worst show she had ever seen. She posted, I mean.
Yeah, this one lady did post. Yeah, she posted that
every comedian
she
at the
said,
wormhole.
Yeah, she said the comics
she said
at the wormhole
the comics
were
at the
racist
wormhole
and homophobic.
Racist
I'm like, what are we doing
homophobic
with that fucking S right there?
I'm telling you.
Neither of us said a goddamn thing about race or gay people.
I didn't say a single thing about race. So I saw it and I was like, oh man, lady, I think you need to have a few asterisks to be like, except for the hosted feature. They just did very good stand-up.
Which is just because I know what she's good, talking about. There were very clearly there were two things she said, and they're exactly what you think.
Yeah.
That were racist and homophobic.
Yes.
There were two lines of the thing where you're like, can't say that, you
can't
say
yeah,
that.
there are a few bits where I was like,
so she wasn't wrong. My problem was with the comics because that makes it sound like I did something wrong.
Made it
I
seem plural. Yeah.
So leads me into my second question: how was her material?
Lot of it was fucking normal.
Yeah, it was regular.
A lot
like
stand up. Yeah, of
it was just.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Can you believe you guys?
You guys said like this is like some conservative lady.
Yeah,
which,
a bunch of that shit was just regular ass stand up, like
normal
dating stuff.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Vaginas,
fucking, I travel a lot,
kids.
And this is wacky. You know, parent stuff.
Yeah, she had stuff about. Oh my god! Can I write off on my taxes? All my kids. That I swallowed.
Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, kind of like that.
So. Yeah.
A lot of regular comedy.
Yeah, like regular ass comedy. Yeah.
Oh, well, okay.
Just a nice lady. Yeah.
But her crowd work was just her pointing at people saying slurs.
Yes. That.
Okay. All right. Okay.
That's kind of the flip side of the coin.
Oh, boy. Yes.
Okay. So it's
the
regular comedy
stuff.
Plus slurs.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess that is what it is. They just want you do jokes and then also, you know what I mean? you're like, hey, where are you from?
No, really.
No. Where are you from? No. You ever think about going back?
No.
We're in Europe.
Yes, no. Geographically, where are you?
What the fuck?
Oh, man.
Damn.
Yeah. But yeah, regular ass stand-up. Yeah. Again, even the folks that were there, I was expecting, you know what I mean, the signs. I was expecting them to be out. Hey.
I was expecting to see some protesters, bro. I was expecting Antifa to come in.
Yeah, man.
Just fucking nunchuck us up.
Yeah, but no, it was a bunch of, you know, just a bunch of dudes in there.
It was like 75% her fans and 25% just people who came to see a comedy show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And of that, really, yeah, I think maybe one person got upset, at least, and posted about it that we know of.
Yeah. But that
seemed to have.
Yeah, no, folks are having a good time. Yeah.
You know,
damn.
End of the day, the jokes were there.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you guys made it out safe and sound.
Yeah. And, I mean, we're going to see.
See what?
Nothing.
Pardon?
What?
What was... What
are you talking about? You are going to book the...
Hey, no.
You're going to have the Mexican puppet here?
Yo.
No.
That's...
No.
Wait.
So, okay.
Okay, real quick. Wait. You said no. Mexican puppeteer. Now, is the puppeteer, no. like the guy, Mexican? Or is the puppet Mexican?
The puppet is... For sure Mexican.
Okay.
We do not know the race of
Hey, we do. No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
No, we do not know the race of the guy. As they confirmed. You know, I haven't seen a picture. Until I see a picture, I don't believe anything.
They are both Hispanic.
Okay. That's good. I hope, right?
And the puppet may be Mexican in origin. We don't know.
Right. Okay.
Right.
All right.
What do you mean?
Right.
He speaks Spanish.
If my man identifies as, you know.
The puppets?
No. All right, Derek.
No, they're both Hispanic. No, I'm not going to book that.
Chrissy Mayer's manager hit Derek up and wants to book a Mexican puppeteer who has a large following.
Yeah.
That's cool.
On Instagram. He does the TikTok, what do you call it, fusions? Fusion Ha. He does the TikTok. What do you call it when you add on to someone? Stitch.
Oh,
he does TikTok stitches, but it's him being like, oh man, this chica right here got a big set of boob. Like, it's videos of him commenting on other videos.
It's, damn, man.
I really want him to. I want to feature for him too.
I was just going to say it based off the first show y'all did. I got dibs on this next one. If there's anybody that's going to be doing a show with a puppet, it's going to be me.
It just doesn't look like my man's doing stand up. So it's like,
that don't matter, bro.
What was that one? There's like I saw it on like America's Got Talent. There was that
no,
one
Randy Feltface is a stand up comedian who just happens to be a puppet.
I thought he like sings.
No, Randy Feltface just a stand-up.
Oh, not Randy Feltface. I'm thinking of the guy, what's his name, who has the Vegas residency, who sings with the puppets. Have you seen that? He was on AGT2, I think.
Was it I remember the puppet being purple. That's the one I'm thinking.
You're thinking of Randy Feltface. But that was also, he was on, what was the one with Keenan and Chrissy Teigen and them?
I remember.
Find the Funny.
Funny.
Coming to the Stage.
It was, damn it.
Laughs on Fox. Vice's Flophouse. Yeah. Are we just saying that? Weird little credits all of our friends have?
Yeah. Ah, shit. Speaking of, I got to do something later. I gotta send my headshots and shit.
But, I wouldn't.
Yeah, man.
To Laughs on Fox?
No. Me and Derek are doing a Will Blaylock show in Jacksonville.
Oh.
And he asked for a headshot and stuff, so I gotta go.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess I'll just stay here.
Okay.
I guess I'll just stay here.
He asked you if you wanted to do... Oh, wait. No, I didn't.
You didn't, yeah.
I didn't. Damn.
I'm glad you realized your mistake instead of continuing to gaslight me.
I didn't.
No, you absolutely did not fucking ask me.
I did not.
I think I would fucking remember.
Yes.
If my friends wanted me to go to Will Blaylock show in Jacksonville, because I really would like to do that. But nobody has asked me.
Yeah,
But you know what? I'm on the phone with him right now.
But I didn't even mean to ask Chris.
That's the thing. Remember we met at the school? Yeah, okay. I get to take both of their spots? Okay. That's right. So, yeah, that's sorted out. I was talking about something else. So it's
fine. Wait, sorry, I'm getting out. Why is Will Blaylock? All right. I'll pick that up later. I'll pick it up after the pod. It's probably nothing.
Yeah.
We're doing my man Sean Jackson. I'm going to do a little pop.
Yeah.
Do that Friday and then that Saturday.
That is true.
And then that Sunday is Easter.
Is it? So what are we going to do? Are we going to have to go to church in Jacksonville?
No.
Why not? I've never been to church in Jacksonville. That seems like a fun time.
I guess I haven't also.
Do you think they have like a gator come up there and give a speech? That'd be tight. They got like an alligator at church?
Yes, yes.
And you'll never find where I hid the eggs.
Oh, right, right. Right? I was thinking like a sermon, not like a confession. That is
no. He's preaching to the
choir. Yeah,
how many of us?
Where the Father Easter Bunny go?
That's what gators sound like.
I mean, I feel like church would be a lot more exciting if there was a gator up there.
I'm telling you, I've said that multiple times.
I be daydreaming all the time about an animal getting loose in like a place that I'm at, and gator has to be like top five something you don't want loose.
Because what was that movie we watched?
With the gators. Whoa.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah, man.
Fuck
bro.
That fucking movie, dog.
Yeah, dog.
I don't think I've seen it.
You could be.
Dude.
Crawl?
Yeah.
No.
It's in Florida. They're at this house and there's a fucking hurricane.
Hurricane's happening. Town's getting evacuated because the hurricane's going to kill a bunch of people.
Right.
Lady is trying to get in contact with her estranged dad. Can't get him on the phone. So she drives through the hurricane to his house to go see what's up.
Mm-mm.
Goes down to the basement, right? There's a bunch of water in it. Kind of weird. She finds her dad. All the way in the back of the basement, all bit up under a bunch of pipes. And he's like, you shouldn't have come down here. And then the rain starts to pick up. And then you see a big-ass alligator down there. And it had, like, bitten up her dad.
Big as fuck.
And big.
Damn.
Right?
And then the basement starts to flood. The
basement starts filling up with water. So the alligator is just getting more
around.
And more movement.
Okay.
The gator.
And then she, like, has to go get some help. So she's like, Dad, I'll be right back. And she starts swimming in like half the water. The big alligator, she tricks him to one side. And she's about to go up like through the basement doors to the like top part of the house.
Right.
And there's a second big ass alligator.
That sounds tight.
This does.
Yeah.
Damn. Great movie.
Damn, that sounds
you
really
scared
cool.
as shit.
You
the
were
whole
scared because it's like, bro, she's like an Olympic level swimmer.
Mm-hmm.
But these are alligators, dog.
Yeah.
Are
they doing? I feel like. So, what's the difference between an alligator and then a crocodile? I know there's like a specific. Like,
wait a minute. I think one will see you later, and the other one will see you in a while. So I think that's. Yeah, I think yeah, taxonomy
after,
wise.
After a while.
Yeah.
All right. Continue. got the information I got.
Gabby, can we cut that clip?
Yeah. So if you ever see one in your basement or, you know, giving a speech at your church, remember.
Damn, crawl, huh?
No, one, you tell one has the long mouth and one has the round mouth.
Mm. Okay.
And I think the teeth point up. Crocodiles' teeth go up, alligators' teeth go down.
Damn.
Yeah.
No wonder why they're so angry. Their teeth all fucked up.
Yeah, what are you? Their teeth just go up? How do they fucking chew?
Oh my God. This takes 45 minutes.
I'm motioning my head back, kind of. You guys on a video. Pretend, you know, you only have teeth to go in one direction and you're chewing, so you're kind of flapping your neck back. That's the act up. Good man, yeah. We you saw X?
Yeah, man, I saw X.
Did Woo-hoo! Not see it.
You didn't
yeah,
see X, man.
No.
I didn't go with us being what people's went. Shout out what people's.
Yeah,
shout out what people.
Yeah, pull up to the damn X, man. It's good. It's a good horror movie.
Yeah, I want
to
go see it.
Good horror movie, man.
Yeah,
It's about these, you know, these porno stars trying to make a
porno
nice,
stars.
They're trying to make a like nice a little porno in this
1979
old folks home. You know, that is just what they're trying to do. And man, it took some loops, man.
Yeah,
I did not expect all that to go out. I know you haven't seen it yet, so I'm trying to be as spoiler free as possible. It's great. A lot of cool kills in it.
Yeah.
It's a horror movie.
It's kind of like a slasher,
but it's also, you know, it's A24. It's very artful. There's a scene of a lady getting chased by a crocodile. Funny enough, that's shot on a drone. Mm-hmm. And it's just, they look like two tiny little dots.
Kind of moving away from each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so nice, but also terrifying.
So
terrifying.
You know what I realized about this when I looked it up afterwards? Apparently, they're making the director, T.I. Smith, or Ty Smith? Is it T.I.?
You thought comedian T.I. was.
I thought it was comedian T.I. that made a damn horror movie. Right. Good for him. But it was like, apparently they're making like a prequel to it, which they had shot back to back with X.
That's awesome.
Oh, wow.
With
the same cast?
Not the same cast. It's about like the house that they show up to.
Oh, wow.
I guess, or about one of the characters
it's
there.
It's a prequel. It's funny because, you know, they also left it a little open-ended where there could be a sequel, you know? So, great fucking movie, dude.
It was good. It was a fun time, man. Nice horror shit, dude.
Dang.
I love a nice horror movie, dog.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That one really hit the spot. I was worried because the last couple of A24 films I saw, I was really on the fence about. And one of them was The Green Knight.
Yeah. Didn't really rock with that one. The other one was Shout Out Will Peebles.
Yeah, Green Knight fucking sucked a fucking dick, dude. Yeah.
Never seen it.
Yeah.
Skip it. Yeah.
Boo Town. Yeah. The movie didn't make a lick of fucking sense.
Yeah.
They had Dev Patel out there coming. That was only a good shot. He come, then they zoomed in on it, and then the movie was just over. And you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I could have watched this at home. I could have watched this through Dev Patel's window.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, there's come in X as well.
There is come. I made a tweet about that, but it was like the day after X had released, so I'm like, all right, nobody's gonna like this because no one's seen it yet.
People seen Come before.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
You know.
Yeah, there is Come in X too. I'm like, damn.
Shout out Kid Cudi, man.
Kid Cudi acted his ass off in that fucking movie.
Yeah.
Wait, was that his?
Yeah.
I like to think they used his real Come.
Yeah. You know. I like to think. Yeah. Well, because like he's like one of the porn stars in the movie.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And then there's like, man, you know what's crazy though? When I was in the movie theater, I called it too. I kind of called the deaths in the movie. I was like, all right, who's kind of expendable right now? Who are they leaving like a float?
And I was right.
That was cool. And I was
the
like
whole sequence.
Yeah, not the whole sequence. I think I got the first one, and in the back of my head, I didn't say it out loud, but I kind of knew who was going to be the one to ride off into the sunset.
Hmm.
Also, first shot of the movie is one of the ladies doing cocaine, and I was like, oh, she's the coolest character in the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh yeah. Oh, that's how we know that this character is real cool.
Just doing blow,
having that whole Boogie Nights. I'm a sex symbol. It's a good movie, man. We should probably pull up on Luke movie or something. It's probably on there somewhere.
Dog, I plan on seeing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You should pull up to it.
Absolutely.
Shit. Yeah. It's going to be good.
It's going to be great. And then, you know, once you go see it, come back and listen to the podcast.
I will. I'm glad.
Heat yourself up a cookie.
Play
the pod and...
Yeah. Hear that? Yeah, no, that's going to be good. Yeah, I plan on seeing it.
Don't forget me.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You think you can have an egg in the movie theater?
guess Pastor Alligator.
I'm going to find you.
Yeah.
Pastor Gator, you're so crazy.
I got my certificate online. Yeah, I'll do a gay marriage.
Hey!
Why did you think I would?
In Florida? Let's go!
Well, progressive.
I just
gator.
Can't say it.
You can get gay married in Florida, you just can't say gay.
Yeah.
We're here today to, you know.
You see.
That, this.
Yeah, y'all know.
You know, this, you know.
You get it. Guys.
Man, man. Yeah. I don't want to look at the elephant in the room.
Right. I don't got her. Come out, you know, boys club, dudes rock.
So, yeah. All right, yeah. Real
couple of roommates who are girls together.
So, real quick, forgive my ignorance, but what is this whole "don't say gay" thing that's happening or happened or what's
it's
going
a bill?
On?
So
it depends on what it depends on what media you listen to. Really?
Yeah, I forgot.
I don't know why I said that. Like,
oh yeah, like you knew that it was the real news somewhere. Yeah.
It depends on you listening to AM or FM.
That's
like
a fact.
Anything's fucking real.
No, what's a don't take a bill?
So is it like
they don't let kids? It's like,
they. It's weird. They had some fucking contest in Miami. They
a contest?
Yeah, they let a bunch of middle schoolers name a bill, and they came up with.
Okay.
It came up with "don't say gay."
Yeah. It's actually about something totally unrelated.
Yeah.
All right.
They had to fill it. They had to fill in the rest when they got it to the town hall. But yeah. Shout actually, out Miss Webster, sixth grade class, y'all boys.
It's actually about term limits on Gator preachers.
Yeah. No lifelong appointments.
That's cool, man. Shout out to them kids, man. Doing something for the local legislature.
Yeah, getting policy passed. Yeah. No, they it's a real bad bill. You can't acknowledge folks being like gay or identity stuff. Teachers, if a kid comes out to you, you have to like tell the parents in the school and
but
stuff.
I think like, and it's I don't know if this is right or not, I heard it's only for like kindergarten through second grade. I think
that's a weird thing.
Yeah,
because I don't even think people know who they are.
Well, you can't say that because sometimes you do.
Sometimes you do.
Or I don't believe that at all.
Chris is in trouble.
Oh, well, not in that sense. I just feel like
Chris, you're gonna get detention saying shit like that. Whoa.
I guess for me.
They gonna make you gonna have to stay inside during recess.
About to get summer school for this boy.
Yeah, no. Is it for only for K through 2?
I think, bro. I feel like that's what they said.
I just don't get. So it's just say don't say gay. So we not so because the bill when they say don't say gay, it's like it's kind of like remember those old Hillary Duff commercials where she would pull up to like a clothing store and there'd be some girls be like, oh, that shirt looks gay, and Hillary Duff would be like, you don't say gay. How would you like it? That somebody said that shirt. So
kindergarten
Jessica.
Through grade 3. So, but it's like, you know, it's step one in what could be, you know, first they say, oh, you can't tell kids through third grade.
Then they're like, what if it's the summer of third grade?
What about through middle
grade,
school? You can't be
right?
gay in middle school. You know what right. I mean? It's a slippery slope probably is what people are worried about.
Oh, it sounds stupid. And it's, you know, why do we give a shit? You know, let people just live a life, man.
Yeah.
It's so dumb. I hate this.
For sure.
Yeah, right. That's very
They
stupid.
Should at least be able to tell them it's okay. You know what I mean? They should at least be it's okay to be. They start to say it and fucking explode. Oh no, children, the law. Please know that it's okay to.
It's okay to be.
Mommy! Yeah. Damn, man.
Like you can't teach your mommy.
Yeah.
As she was dying.
Well, that's just weird, man. Kindergarten? Like the class level before or after pre-K?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, so kids are in kindergarten knowing they're gay?
I mean, sure, some.
Because I just feel like, I don't know, maybe just I'm just sheltered. I just feel like in kindergarten I didn't have a frame of reference for sexuality at all. Sure. You know? So I just don't know how.
I mean, everything's different now, though. You got to think. We're almost 20 years old.
You're right.
We just graduated.
You
got to
think, when we were in kindergarten, we didn't know, you know, they didn't say anything, but, you know, they also would read the Bible at us.
Mm-hmm.
I had a fourth grade teacher that straight up just the whole class period, she just read the fucking Bible.
Yeah. Damn.
The whole thing.
That's scary.
We yeah, dude. She was a math teacher. Yeah, yeah.
And on the
Mrs.
first
Archer,
day.
Dude. I remember every morning she wrote on the board J O Y, and she said, "You got to put Jesus and then others and then you." And what does that spell? And then, you know, it's spelled joy, but none of us knew that. We're like, yeah. Yeah. We're like, we're fucking illiterate. Yeah. All we know is, you know, does it say Job?
The book
from
of
the
Job.
Bible? I don't know, you know. So, yeah, I mean, you know, we probably did a lot of shit wrong.
Yeah.
I just imagine learning long division and getting wrong and her being like, we go pray over this test.
Damn, that would suck, man. Imagine just she's like, class.
Dear Lord.
These are the worst grades I've ever seen in this class. You know what we're going to have to do? We're going to get the King James Version today. Yeah,
no, I do remember that. You would get in trouble and she would make you just copy pages out of the Bible. Oh. Just write them down.
I don't
just
like
word
that,
for
dude.
Word.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a great place, Classcock. Glasscock County Consolidated School, is that what it's called?
Damn, Evan, you went to one of those schools from fucking a Julia Roberts movie.
Yeah, man,
Class
it was
Consolidated?
It was a freak-ass place. It went all the way from kindergarten to 12th grade. It was just one building. And, yeah, man, very, very weird vibes in Glasscock County. They had the highest percentage of Trump voters in...
Good for them.
2020, yeah, 98% of the county. And I gotta think that 2% is just like a guy, and I gotta feel like he or she feels really left out.
Yeah.
Like they don't have any, like they can't, mm-hmm. they just chill at the house all day. They can't have any friends.
Somebody's ballot got rejected. He was like, I was going to vote too, guys.
It was just an old person with glaucoma, like the wrong thing. Yeah. That's more likely. I can't imagine a Democrat in Glasscock County, man. Because it's, yeah, I mean, it's just hick. It's backwood. It's, you know.
Also, 98%? Who's doing the math in that county? Shit.
Well, you know, they have to turn them all into the computer, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
The one computer.
Yeah, Miss Archer's been teaching for 70 years. Nobody knows how to do math. Yeah. Yeah. Who lives there, for sure.
They got 110% of the votes in. Yeah, yeah. Man.
I guess I didn't say the other 2% was for Biden. I guess somebody could have written in Jesus or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That could have been a more Trump vote than Trump.
Or Jill Scott.
I think that's a fucking.
Wait, no, it's not Jill.
That's
who's that libertarian?
That's a 30 Rock joke, I think. Because Kenneth's like, I always write in Jesus. And Alec Baldwin is like, we count those. Talking about the for Republicans.
No.
You know what I was thinking about, man? Thinking about this, it's just kind of interesting just thinking about like all the like just how much undiagnosed like autism and Asperger's I had growing up in like school, like of kids I knew in school. Just I would always be like, why is this kid just being an asshole right now, or why is this kid just being very just combative or just quiet? And just I was like looking back now, I'm like, oh, somebody should have told this kid, like, hey, you know what I mean? This is interesting.
Yeah.
You know, I was just thinking about that the other day. I was like, man, somebody should have really did something then. Mm-hmm. Now those people are in the military.
Yeah.
You know? So that's, you know, that's something
now
to think
every
about.
Youth, I think, that there probably is probably diagnosed with something.
Something.
Mm-hmm. Everybody, every Gen Z is like, yeah, I know I got my prescription right here. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bipolar 2, mm-hmm. pansexual.
I got anxiety. I got ADHD. I got fucking.
Mm-hmm. I got herpes. Yeah. I got goddamn chlamydia.
I
got damn ligma. I got stigma. Mm-hmm. I got all them shits.
Yeah.
That's just, yeah, man.
But that's good, man. That's, you know, it's good.
Yeah,
know
bro.
I'm
glad more people are mentally ill because now we get to talk about it.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever have to take medication growing up?
Why are you laughing?
Why are you laughing?
Take medication for mental problems?
You, what? What is this?
I'm sorry. You guys, I asked
that earnestly.
Derek just turned into his own grandma.
I'm like, you know, people have medication because they have chemical imbalances. You know.
You could have just said no.
you know.
right. No, I feel like you're insinuating that you're perfect right now.
No, what are you talking about? No, it's just, you know. You guys know.
Okay. All right, I'm sorry I asked.
No, I've never taken any prescriptions for any mental stuff.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I got Ativan one time.
Which one is that? What is that supposed to do? Does it make you like hard for longer?
It's like a really tiny, it's like a little tiny one, benzo, like a Xanax or something. Oh. But you only take a few of them, and it's for when you have like a panic attack.
Hmm.
But I was having a panic attack because I was withdrawing from meth, so that was more why.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Which I did on accident.
Hey.
Okay. On my birthday one year.
Right, yeah.
Never again. Yeah. It was horribly cut was probably the reason.
Mm-hmm. Horribly cut?
Yeah. Damn. Terrible. Dog shit. From Glasgow County, funny, you know.
I just know so many people who have had or like currently have panic attacks, and I've just never had one.
It's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not fun. I've only had one, and that was when
we heard the Kodak Black song for the first time.
Dude, yeah, yeah.
That was, that was a panic attack. I think you was fucking.
No, nah, man. Nah, definitely scared the shit. Not, I mean, not Kodak Black song, but just, gotten so high that I started just, you know, having all the thoughts, even the dark ones.
Right.
Man, shout out Hazy. He really ruined my life that day.
Great song.
That's all right. You got his homie back. Don't make him realize he was gay.
Have we talked about? I don't think. Well, no. I guess that's a fucking. Yeah, it would that's not a story to have. You know, that's a story to have. I mean, we don't have to. I mean, it's just. Listen, wild. Man, you guys were having a great night until he was not.
Hey, bro, the riffs were so
okay, so, all right, so listeners,
we can't. Out of respect for my man.
I'm say his name.
Yeah, here's what happened. I feel like already, I'm not going to edit this.
Okay.
Well, then, definitely.
For what? I haven't said anybody's name.
Oh, no, not this. Yeah.
Listen, because here are the facts of the story. All right, here are the facts of the story. Me, Derek, and two other folks that we knew. One we were friends with. The other one we did not know.
Did not know my
name. We all did a show, and afterwards, our other friend that me and Derek both know.
I feel like you're recounting to a court right
That's
now.
That's what I'm saying, Chris.
I feel like I'm sitting here with a gavel.
You sound like you're on the record, bro. Yeah.
Well, and does that other friend plead the fifth?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fine. I'll leave it then.
No. You're good to go.
Keep going.
But, you're good to go. What is it? All right. So it's me, you, Hazy, and third person or fourth person we do not know. We go back to the spot where, you know, Hazy got a fucking Airbnb for like the weekend because he's like, he finally made it back over, beat the case, statute of limitations.
Objection!
Shout out. Yes, sir.
And then, you know. You guys, like, Hazy was like, yeah, man, let's all fucking do some acid and stuff, you know? And I was like, I'm good because I got shit to do.
Hey.
But I'll be here. I always love hanging out with my friends when they're tripping, man. It's always fun. And y'all guys, you know, y'all did y'all shit. And I was there. And we were all having fun, you know, laughing it up. And we had all those beers. And, man, I don't know what it was about this night, dude. And I was on point. Hey, it might have been all the acid they had took.
I was about to say, I'm going to tell you something that my friend Ethan told me one time when we were tripping. we were laughing for maybe 45 minutes at a squirrel. It just looked really funny, like ran by us. We were all just laughing our ass off. We're like, oh my God, why is that so funny? I'll never forget. He looked at me and Will. He got really close to our face and he just goes, "It's probably the acid." I'm going to replay that fucking moment on my deathbed.
No, it definitely was that for sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because you guys, what? You guys did like.
We did one apiece, but, you know, shout out. Man, shout out him. That was a great time.
Yeah.
I was having a great time until my man started freaking
out. Yeah, man.
But it was just the best acid I had ever done. It felt like as you would do it at a festival. Like, as soon as I started tripping, I was immediately in it. Like, the walls melting, and I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, bro, this is crazy. And then Chris just started teeing off on the riffs. And
nonstop. Nonstop. You ever heard that Drake song? Nonstop? It was that.
Oh my God. Back to back, bro.
It was crazy. Dude, it was so. Dude, we were all having a great time. Hey, man.
Bro. Chris was. He did some riff. He was like, bro, who do you think? You know, when you watch porn on the sides, they have the Simpson pornography. Who do you think was the guy that started? He was like, man, people want to jerk off. People don't want to jerk off to my animated pictures. What can I do to get a new audience? One guy's in the back with a shirt that sounds like cowabunga.
And here's the thing, man, because I was on that rip and goddamn, that was so funny. And I just remember homeboy, this is what happened, because we're just laughing about this whole Simpsons porn rip. And then my man, God bless his heart, my man, we're outside on this little patio, and my man, he immediately just braces himself. He's like,
yep.
What is going on?
What is happening? What is happening?
And we're all laughing. We're just like, we're all laughing. Huh? And he's like, what is going on right now?
What is happening right now in this moment? Yeah. Awesome, and it's like,
dude. Hard stop. Just like,
hard stop.
Just,
and we're like, oh no, Chris is just riffing it up about the Simpsons. And he's like, huh, you know, right?
Yeah, you know, it's like, no, like, what's going on? What is right?
And where we're
just like, you know, he's like, all right,
oh,
man.
Shit. Hey, oh, hey, man, shit.
You're on a lot of acid.
Yeah, we are all currently on acid.
We're outside.
It's probably the acid.
Like, we're on acid, but, and I am crushing it right now.
But yeah, and Chris is, because, like, we were talking about it because before that happened, before the Simpsons thing, we're all in the house smoking, having some drinks, being on acid. And my man had never met Chris before. So he had never heard, like, you know how just riffs can get real fast? He had just never seen that. So Chris was, like, Chris was just cooking so hard. My man was like, you have got to stop. This is too much.
You've elicited some physical reaction. Like, my body is shutting down.
And you know, once you get started, it's hard to stop.
Once you get started. Chris.
You can't get off the train.
And then, you know, he kind of like, he started flipping out.
Yeah, he started freaking out because he was like, oh, because we just kept being like, oh, wow, Chris is so fucking hilarious right now. And he was like, wow. He was like, Chris is lame. He was like, this man is like a damn mystical god. He's glowing in this outline of him sitting in this chair. Because again, like, my man was having a whole other experience. But to be fair, Chris, rare form. My man was.
It was really.
My man was really.
I could not capture that. The amount of rapid fire riffs that I was getting.
We were
I don't know how I did it because I was super wasted.
Yeah. You were fucking drunk as hell. Chris just riffed it so hard it like broke this man.
The whole
reason it started was we were like, okay, we're fucking tripping. We're going to put on this TV, and it had this weird internet called Spectrum. So it took a full 20 or 30 minutes for this shit to boot up so that we could watch stuff.
Yeah.
So Chris just started riffing it down, and my man
Bugs Bunny
was like, you are the funniest comedian I have ever met in my life. It was like breaking his brain.
Yeah.
It was like,
you know. And then
a really funny thing that just happened is Derek said his name and me and Chris looked at each other. It's fine.
Yeah, wait, did I?
Yeah, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I just have to go and surgically remove my part. No, you're good.
My man Elmer Fudd.
But then I mean, might as well. We're in it now, but. But yeah, so we're like, he starts freaking out on when we're outside. He's like, all right, we should probably just move back inside. All right,
bro. Yeah, let's go back inside.
Yeah, we get inside, and like, you know, he is still just like, you know, he's like really just, you know, having the beginning of the worst trip I can imagine. Yeah. And he's like, no, I need to go see my mom right now. It's like, no, your mom does you not need to see you right now.
Yeah, yeah.
She's in bed.
Yeah, bro. No, because it was like, by that point, it was like midnight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
12, it was like 12, no, 12:31.
It was like 2 o'clock.
Oh, it was like 2 in the morning.
Yeah,
was,
yeah. And yeah.
Mom, can you come pick me up? This guy won't stop riffing about Simpsons 4.
Yeah, oh, bro, yeah. He was just like, yeah. And at one point, he went to go look for his phone, but he was on acid, so he just had lost it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Somewhere in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that point, we were like, me and Crystal were like, all right, well, dog, we'll stop everything and find your phone, because we don't want my man to be like, not only am I tripping on acid, mm-hmm. but now someone has taken my phone and I am trapped here at this place, which at the time we did not. I thought he knew my man better than he did, but he did not.
Yeah. He was
really funny if Chris was just on his phone the whole time. Give it to me. This is mine.
Yeah, what are you doing? This is.
Yeah, just send him to the shadow realm.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that was, yeah.
Then it just started to
it got a little dark. I remember, yeah, because my man, he was over there. We were trying to find his phone. We got him sitting down on the couch, and I remember just, oh, God bless him, man. I'm glad he made it to the other side.
Yeah.
But man, he was just sitting down. He was like, all right, man, let's do it.
He was like, oh, yeah. Sit
fine,
down, quiet.
Fine.
All right.
You guys want to kill me? Let's go. Yeah, and he makes a
beeline for it. We're at the top of this treehouse, and it has a winding staircase that leads to the bottom where there is a carport and like the swamp and stuff you can look out to.
Yeah.
So he's like, all right, you guys, go ahead. I'm ready. And he's like, he thinks that this fucking staircase is like the portal to hell.
Yeah. And he was beeline for it. So I don't know.
So he was just like, all right.
Yeah. Well.
Chris ripped so hard. My man made peace with his creator. All right. I accept my death now.
Yeah.
Dude, and then at that point, I was like, all right.
Yeah.
I kind of just looked at Hayes and I was just like, yo, you need to get your
boy. Yeah, you need to get your man. Hey, one thing you need to do is get your damn buddy.
Yeah.
So he goes down there and he wraps him up and he's like, hey, bro, you're just on a lot of acid. I'm me. We are here.
He's just been taking more tabs.
Yeah. Sneaking some.
No. This is the candy that'll transport me.
My guy beelines down the spiral staircase. Mm-hmm. Our friend has to run, catch him, grabs him. And he's like, hey, I'm insert name here. We are at this place.
Yeah.
You are on acid. You're freaking out. We know each other.
Yeah.
We are blah, blah, blah. Calms my man down enough. So, and me and Chris are sitting as far back away as possible.
Yeah,
and we're like, let's give my man space. He's clearly freaking out.
Let him breathe.
He thought that he thought that me and our friend were demons.
You guys were over there just sharpening knives.
But he literally thought that we were demons. Like, he thought that we were demons, like, either sacrificing him or getting him ready to be sacrificed by Chris because we were talking him up so much, and then he riffed my man's brain stupid.
Yeah.
He thought Chris was the devil.
He scrambled
again.
Yeah.
Again. Rare form.
Rare form, bro.
Like, really, really was logged in. And
what was that joke? You might have to. I'm not going to say it. You can't.
I forget it, man. There was so much to go off of.
It was more because the spectrum was so slow to start up. And he was like,
oh shit!
Yeah.
This shit was called Spectrum. Yeah, this thing is so long, man. This shit seemed like it's on the Spectrum.
Yeah, he was like, Spectrum, this shit must be on the Spectrum. It's taking so long to boot up.
To get on, man.
Please, I told you to stop.
Yeah, man.
Why are you making me do
this? Oh, man. Was great. But yeah, so Hazy gets him, like, settled in and stuff.
Gets him back up these stairs.
Yeah.
They get to the top of the stairs. My man's like, it's gonna be okay. Or like, our friend is like, it's gonna be okay. And the guy's like, I think I just feel bad because I'm like gay, and this is like my first time saying it out loud.
Yeah, and we were just like,
and we were like,
all right, dude, that's
all right,
cool.
All right, we dog, still like bro. You, man. Yeah, we still like you. Also, you can't keep freaking like that. Yeah. Don't mean nothing, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
It's cool, I'll be honest. This whole time, I did not know you were supposed to be straight. I didn't have an opinion one way or the other.
Yeah. And my man just
he just explodes from saying gay.
No,
we crossed the Florida border.
He's like, he says all that, he just pulls him to his side. It's like, hey, you don't say gay anymore. Right? Yes. We don't say that anymore.
Yeah, we can't say that.
But yeah, and then like he says that, we're just like, yeah, it's like, cool, all
right, man. Dog, yeah.
And then we finally get the TV back. Like,
yeah, the TV, that's when the TV cuts on.
Yeah.
After trying to boot up for the last however.
And then we got my man in a chair in the living room, and I find.
Which we shouldn't have done.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, that's probably not great. Just get him strapped. But he was wilding out, man.
Yeah, but he just sat down and then.
You tied him up.
Rope. He just sat, like how this chair is. Like, yeah. I just turned around, but like how this chair is. He was just sitting here in front of a TV that was here, and then we were all sitting like around him.
Yeah.
Which probably wasn't a good look.
Great.
Probably not. But here's what I thought was going to be the saving grace. I saw there was like a marathon of Martin on TV.
And I was like, I don't want to freak my man out, so I'm just going to put on something. We are going to sit in our places and chill until my man feels better and watch TV. Mm-hmm. Chris puts on Martin. We're all like, hell yeah, we love Martin. Mm-hmm. My man has not seen a lot of it, so we're like, oh, it's a very funny sitcom, right?
Yeah. This is where, because this is like shortly after that, I kind of like fell asleep. I just remember throwing on Martin. I'd be like, hey man, if Martin doesn't help, he might just be
he might be a lost cause.
He's stuck like this.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, he just, like, he puts on Martin, and my man is like, okay, you know what? I was freaking out, but I've calmed down. At this point, we have found his phone. Mm-hmm. He has his phone.
Let's go.
We're like, all right, cool. My man is like, he's still freaked out, but
found
he
found his phone, found his sexuality.
Yeah.
Found his makeup.
Found his peace.
He's still freaked out, but we're calming down. Yeah. Or, like, he's calming down. And then the episode of Martin is the episode where they recruit a bunch of basketball players to play against the lady basketball team, the Olympic lady team. Like, Pam and Gina get all of the, like, WNBA stars, and Martin gets just a bunch of his friends from the neighborhood. The girls beat them in basketball, but
progressive.
They're wearing, Martin's team is wearing blue and gold. And
Bugs Bunny,
or my man starts watching the episode, and he's like, are they wearing the Simpsons colors?
Oh my god, yes, he said that. Oh my god.
And my man flipped out.
Oh my god, that's so funny. I just remembered that,
bro. Chris immediately was like, nope, that's just a coincidence. That's just a coincidence. And it set my man all the way off, bro.
You guys transported me back in time.
Oh, bro. Because then he was like, how long?
Mom, I'm gay.
He was like, how long has it been? I feel like that Simpsons thing happened just a second ago and yesterday. And we were like, no, that happened 3 hours ago. But that is a funny coincidence.
So funny that he would be the one to point that out.
My man freaked out.
And then eventually eventually he got settled down, and we just locked him in a room, and we just started.
Yeah, and then we were like,
he needed it.
Yeah, Chris was like, all right, I'm gonna nap it down, and my man was just freaked out, and he was just, he was just scared. So we were like, all right, bro, if you think, like, you know what I mean, you can go sit in your room, go to sleep. I get all that. Yeah, and he just went in the room, went to sleep.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, man. That was evening. But
then we stayed up.
Oh, yeah, y'all. Because Hazy wanted to watch the sunset come up.
Yeah, that was all. Yeah, that was the whole thing.
Do a whole bunch of acid and
outside.
You said he wanted to watch the sunset come out?
I mean, no, he wasn't. Sorry. Yeah, he was, excuse me. You know that big shit in the sky?
No, I was just making a joke.
But and to be fair, because that was a bad night and all that stuff happened, he was 100% right. That was a beautiful, beautiful sunrise, bro. On all that acid, bro, it looked like we're on another planet. That shit was great.
Man.
And when you see the sunrise, I want you to remember not to say gay.
All right.
Well, yeah, so, oh, man.
That story had a nice ending.
Yeah. You know, I think he's fine now.
I think my man's fine now.
We sent him to Miss Archer's class. He's learning about the Bible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was... which is so crazy, man, because I've just never been... Because I've been around you guys when you have done acid and stuff before, and thankfully you guys have always been, you know, being able to handle your shit. That was my first time experiencing somebody actually have, like, a bad trip. Was I horrified.
I think that was my first time also. Again, that acid, I wish my man would have told me how strong this acid was going to be. Because he was like, we should take two of them. And if, like, I had to host at the Wormhole the next day and fucking could bear... I did... 8 minutes of sweaty sort of comedy, and then I was like, "All right, y'all,
if you guys did two tabs, you would have been in jail for murder."
Oh, 100%.
The only way to you would have been able to stop my guy from freaking out is actually sending him to hell, pushing him down those stairs to the portal that you opened up.
Oh, bro. Oh, man, that was so crazy.
Man, beautiful time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot of fun, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, no, it was outside of my man freaking out. That was a very good, it was a good ass time. God, and the place was so nice. Though. Yeah.
It was honestly, everything was really just stacked up to be a good time.
Yeah.
It really was, man. And you know, sometimes.
Sometimes the rip just run you over, dog.
Sometimes you drip too hard. You might drown off this wave.
Hey, that's a fact. Yeah. We just really didn't want my man to start. You know?
Yeah, that was the one thing. I was just like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Am I supposed to call somebody? Because I was the only one that was like sober, but I was fucking drunk. So I didn't know. I wasn't going to drive this man anywhere. I was going to be like, look, man, you better just, you know, get it together.
Yeah.
I should have just pulled up some Simpsons porn and just locked him in that room.
Oh, man.
Cowabunga.
Yeah.
God bless him, man.
Yeah.
One time we did.
My man's doing all right.
One time we did mushrooms with this guy, me and Will, just people in college, and he had a terrible fucking time. He immediately started having a bad trip, freaking out. He kept going, "Oh man, I messed up, and just rocking back and forth hours. And we laid him on the couch and covered him in no less than 5 blankets. And we started playing this jazz record. It was back when everybody had record players, you know, started getting popular again.
Yeah.
14, 13, whatever. Mm. And started playing him some Miles Davis or something. And then a few weeks later, we wanted to try acid again, and he's like, or shrooms again, and he's like, "Oh, dude, fucking, I want to do them too." And we're like, "Do you think that's a good idea? You had the worst time anyone's ever had last time we did it." And he's like, "Nah, man, this time I'll do better." We take him, and for the first few minutes, it seems like everything's going good. He's like, "Yeah, I get it now. I'm having fun. Let's run around in the trees."
Mm-hmm.
And then he immediately just starts having another terrible
man.
Worse than the first time. And the only thing that he thinks is sensible to do is he goes and lays in our bathtub.
Okay.
And he's got hella blankets on him again. He's fully clothed. He's got, you know, 3 or 4 blankets on him. And then he turns the water on.
Oh, my God.
He turns the water on this very, very slow drip. So it's just kind of very slowly just getting him and his clothes and our blankets just wet all over. And he's still just rocking back and forth in the bathtub. And I don't know. I think we are also on shrooms, and we go outside and we're like, whatever. He seems okay. And I just remember coming back and checking on him maybe an hour later. And I opened the door to the bathroom, and his face is facing away from the door, and the water's still just dripping on him. And I'm like, "Hey, buddy, are you okay?" And he turns around and he's like, "Oh, man, I fucked up. Yeah, man, yeah, I really fucked up." Oh, those blankets were so wet. You spent the whole trip like that.
Oh man,
I'm surprised he didn't get fucking pneumonia or something. Yeah. Just, I think the water was not warm. Like just the faucet was on.
Jesus, man.
Oh boy.
See, that was like the thing.
Doing all right. He's like a music teacher now.
So. Let's go. Whiplash, I love it.
Yeah.
That was like the thing that I was like always worried about growing up is like when you hear about like doing acid and like just any type of hallucinogen. Just being that person.
Yeah, you always worry about the bad.
You know,
I never experienced anything close to.
I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, I had
some unpleasant moments. And rocky come downs, not being able to sleep.
Yeah.
Sort of jagged hallucinations on 25i, but never like a. Mm. I was never like, oh my God, this is the end for me.
Thankfully, I haven't, like, the times that I have done it, it's all been around. I mean, again, I've been kind of set myself up to be around friends and people that I like. So things are usually pretty good. So, yeah, but I guess it can just happen. But man, golly. If you're listening to this right now and you're on acid, hey.
Look up! You're about to.
You're about to crash into the fifth dimension.
Quick, come out! Stop living a lie.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah. Type in Homer bangs Officer Barb Brady. Yeah, it's my favorite. Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah, shout out to hallucinogens, man.
Hey, shout out to people who made it through the other side from a bad trip.
Hey, yes, yes,
shout
yes.
out to shout out to people just having
shout
fun.
Out that spot again. I need to hit my man.
Yeah, what was that, man? That was
want to go. Was it in Saint Simon? What was it?
Hilton Head.
It was fucking treehouse villa.
It was like mad cheap, the shit
was so fly.
Yeah,
I want to go. Let's go to a beach trip, guys. Remember the time we went to the beach like 5 years ago?
Man, I got that on my Snapchat history, man. That was a good time, man.
Let's go.
It was another.
It was so tight.
It was like one of those sitcoms where they go outside of the studio.
We had a Tybee episode.
Yeah, man, that shit was awesome. Yeah, man, we should plan like a little trip, man. ATTP versus the beach.
Yeah,
let's do that.
Yeah, we can get it. We can all split like an Airbnb condo or something for a couple days.
Yeah,
there.
Man. Get a.
They have some for yeah. Like
yeah, let's yeah, let's bucks, get like hella drugs. Yeah, and let's just fucking lose it. Let's do it.
Honestly,
I guess. Well, let's wait till we get there.
Let's hit up Hazy. Let's do it again. Let's win it back.
Yeah,
let's get fucked up. Let's get some pills.
Wait till we get to the cabin. I got some fent. Got some news for you guys.
Get some of that gray powder.
Get some of that gray shit.
Some of that
great. No. I was like, girl, you want to do cocaine? She's like, I don't want to do cocaine. Like, here, try some of this gray shit. Shout out RX. Okay,
RX nephew. You guys haven't listened to RX nephew.
Yeah.
You have to fix it.
You
got to
log in, man.
He's next. There's no world where he doesn't become famous.
Exactly. Right. If you guys ever heard Look Up American Terrorists by RX Nephew, fantastic song. It's 9 minutes long and it's nothing but facts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, nothing but facts. I've never heard this man cap a day in his life. Never has another song called The Real Lil Reese where he talks about Lil Reese.
There's some stuff we don't condone in there.
Oh, yeah.
There's also a lot of truth.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff. Hey, man. Hey, you just got to listen to him, man. Shout out RX Nephew, man. Shout him out, man.
Yeah, maybe the part where he says if he was Will Smith, he would have give Jada Pinkett 2 black guys.
Yeah, all right.
Agree with that.
Don't agree with that part necessarily. But he also mentioned how he did not like Will Smith because he was doing something gay in a movie. Do you know what movie he was talking about?
No.
I don't know what movie. I don't remember Will Smith doing anything.
He just got him confused with someone else.
Right?
Maybe. I don't know. We can look it up. That does sound vaguely familiar, though. I don't know. Because he said he loved I Am Legend.
Yeah.
I Am Legend.
And there's like, hold up, man, that's I Am Legend.
Hey, fuck I Am Legend.
Yeah, yeah.
Jada Pinkett, if you hear this song, I'm gonna fuck you good and you won't regret it. Fucking legendary human being, man.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, man. Guys, you guys got anything you guys wanna plug for the week? Anything happening? Anything? Any vibes you want to give off before we shut down this easy? You guys know me. I'm looking at my calendar currently, and it turns out I am completely free. So I ain't got nothing going on. So if anybody wants to hang out, I mean, this is coming out on Sunday, so it'll probably be too late to try to hang out with me. But you know,
yeah. If anyone wants to hang out, just DM us, and you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we're plugging this week. Does anybody want to hang out?
Friendship.
I don't have a show.
I don't get booked in the city anymore. Fuck it, man.
I'm not.
DM me. Let's hang out. I'm not doing shit. I'm just, again, once this podcast ends, I go into my bedroom and I look at a wall until they hit Thursday me up and ask me when we want to do the podcast.
Ooh, we've been playing Halo.
Friday.
Hey, you guys been logged in on Halo.
I've been playing Halo like
Friday at 8 o'clock.
What are you saying? Are you saying your show dates?
No.
Did you say hand up, stand up?
I didn't say
anything.
Did you say hissy fit comedy?
I didn't say anything like
that. Did you say you're on a rat
comedy? You know, also Sunday if you guys are 5 p.m. if you guys.
What are you doing?
Shows? No, I got no shows. Halo, we've been shooting it up, dog.
I'm like disastrously good at Halo.
Oh, man.
I'm like gold ranked on open and solo duo. It's pretty crazy. Nice. I started at like silver 3.
Yeah.
Literally just ranked up 4 times. It's crazy.
They just made it really good.
It's so good. Yeah. It feels like the old times. It makes me, I'm gonna probably buy Call of Duty too.
Nice.
Because Call of Duty was always my game. I was more of a Halo.
You like the new one, too.
But I was good at Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Damn, terrifyingly man. So. So, yeah. I don't know. Let us know if you want to watch us stream video games.
Yeah.
Let us know if you want to play video games with us.
Yeah,
also, yeah, I'll party it up.
Yeah, I only have one friend, and it's Derek.
So. Yeah, so yeah. It's like, if you want to play, Halo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll probably just come hang out and watch you guys play video games.
If you want to play Tekken.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can run the tech for the stream.
Yeah. I mean... Yeah, I could do that. I mean, listeners, I've never lost a video game before, so
it'd probably be a little boring just watching me win over and over.
Now he's kind of like Floyd Mayweather, where he doesn't want to tarnish his record. So
he doesn't really compete.
And
anymore.
I also cannot read.
Yes, that is true. Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, he had the same math teacher I had in fourth grade for his English teacher.
One time 50 Cent pulled up on me and said if I could read the first page of a Harry Potter book, donate to any charity, and I have yet to accept.
God, he's such a dick.
That is a funny thing to say to another girl.
50 Cent is great at just being petty, which I love it, man.
If you can read the first page of a Harry Potter book, and it's like, right, out loud.
Bro,
out loud.
Yeah.
All right. Will, do you have anything to plug?
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
Will Special comes out a month to have.
Oh, wait. You already got a date for it?
I'm just
Wait,
that was actually him playing guitar at the beginning, not Matt Pesci, by the way.
Wait, did you have a date for your release yet?
No.
Not yet? Okay.
No release date yet.
Yeah.
Well, but it's definitely going to be called All Things Sacred.
All Things Sacred. Be on the lookout.
Yeah, set a Google news alert.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks, guys, for listening.
Thanks for listening. And I'll see you next week about the same time, huh?
Yeah, it's always a good time.
Yeah.
And that's the podcast.
I think they got it.